I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Final hour of the show today, and we are in the middle of Ask an Attorney with our weekly guest, Larry the Lawyer. Of course, he is not officially representing you. He is just offering his legal opinion.
Right.
And you can text or you can call. The text line is 97107. Here's a text which reads, I have a corporate Amex. I submit my expenses on time. The boss took too long to approve. Now the payment is late. If this shows up on my credit report, can I blame it on the boss and the company?
Yeah, too late. I mean, you can blame it on the boss and your company, but if it shows up on your credit report, you're going to have a heck of a time getting it off.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really. Should you seek, if there's something on a credit report or something that's affecting your credit and you don't believe it's accurate, would that be something you would get legal advice on? Because a lot
you
of people
could,
have...
Greg, and that's an interesting question. So the way that works is if there's a dispute, you have a credit dispute, you have the ability to send a letter to all three credit bureaus. They have a very specific period of time that they have to get back to you on, which almost none of them do. Mm-hmm. If they miss that deadline, they're required by law to take that derogatory off your credit. There's not a ton of lawyers that do this, but there are a whole bunch of little shops that do credit repair. I don't know how many of them legit, so I'm not giving, a name of them out, but I know that there are people that do it that are successful.
Here's a text. We were talking about speeding earlier. And this texter wants to know if it is ever permissible to speed. His brother was driving an injured coworker to the hospital and got pulled over for speeding. Wants to know if theoretically they could get out of that ticket because it was an emergency. I mean, they're not an emergency responder, but is there?
You are allowed to go over the speed limit on certain occasions for a safety issue. You know, for example, if you don't go quickly to the left, you're going to hit a person in the right. You know, that's an example. It's an extreme example, but it's an example of when you could speed. If somebody is taking somebody to the hospital and it's a grave situation, I would argue that, life or death and those elements trump the speed elements. I'm surprised that the cop who pulled you over gave you a ticket, and which leads me to believe that maybe this wasn't such a huge emergency.
Do you take on another person's debt when you marry them? This is a question from Annie Byers. This person wants to know, they're obviously getting married. Do they take on somebody's debt when they marry them?
So if you are marrying somebody that has a tremendous amount of debt, you might want to just put the brakes on a little bit. That's what I would say. The short answer is no, you're not responsible for anybody's debt, premarital debt. The longer answer, though, is that if you do get married and this person is somebody that has a problem with debt, any debt that is used during the course of the marriage for the purpose of the marriage could be conceivably allocated to a responsibility for you as well. But premarital debt, you're fine.
All right. During a breakup, here's a 978 text. Why is it that default custody always goes to the mother?
Because you hired the wrong person. That is not what happens anymore. What happens now is, and it is actually legislation that's been pending for a long time in Massachusetts that would start with a presumption of joint physical custody. And that's what we advocate all the time, assuming that somebody is capable of doing that. It's not as easy as you think. I tell people when you go and get you that custody that you wanted, just make sure you're prepared to handle it.
I sold land to my town conservation department on the premise that it wouldn't be developed. They in turn sold it, and it is being developed. Any recourse?
Yeah, I mean, if that was really what you wanted to do, I assume you hired an attorney. There's no way they're doing that without an attorney. It should have been a deed restriction. You put a restriction in a deed, that is something, for example, hey, I'm going to sell the town this, but it has to be kept as open space. That's legal. You can do that, and that's binding. Sounds like the deed did not have that language, at which point in time they own it, they can do what they want.
So I can sell my house and the 4.5 acres to Halston? And
do I need a lawyer for a prenup, or can we do it ourselves?
A prenup's something you really should not do yourself, especially if you're doing a prenup. I assume you have money to protect or assets. One of the things that they look at in a prenup is it fair? Was there full disclosure? But, you know, when we do a prenup, for example, I'm doing one right now for somebody that has tremendous net worth. We're requiring the spouse to get an attorney so that they can have it reviewed by an attorney. And there's, you know, we're taking away the excuses.
Who has the money, the bride or the groom? The groom?
My client.
Oh, your client.
Very good.
Is he?
Yes, sir.
What is the oddest thing that you've ever seen in a prenup, covered in a prenup? Like, do they cover amount of times that the couple must make love or things like that? Or,
but I'll tell you what I have seen in a prenup that's, you know, I would say mildly odd, but makes sense. And of course, when I say I've seen it, we created this language and put it in a prenup. When I represented the woman that didn't have the money, we put in a morals clause, basically saying that if the husband cheated on her, then the prenup was invalid. You know, you can't say to somebody, in my opinion, hey, we're going to have this long, happy marriage, but if it doesn't work, I'm going to take everything I have and then go out and have affairs. I mean, that's not really cool, right?
Yeah.
So that would be one of those situations, I think, that would be an odd thing in a prenup that's not typically standard.
They still together?
They are still together.
Oh, that's good. Good. All right. Let's see.
There's a lot of money.
This is Carol on Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer. What's up, Carol?
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
I'm calling because I've had stuff in a storage for about a year. And earlier this year, I fell behind on the payments, and they were going to put it up for auction. And they said if you pay it off, you know, it won't be put up for auction. And I paid it off, and I put another lock on it. But now I'm noticing things are missing out of there. So I don't want to accuse anybody yet until I go through the whole thing. But it was a chest, a wooden chest full of 1800 tools and a painting that my uncle did from the 1940s. So once I go through the storage and they're not there, what should my first step be?
So you had indicated that you put a new lock on. Did the storage facility cut your old lock off?
Yes, they did.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure that that's okay. You know, obviously people can't steal from you. And if you have a tenancy and you're paying the rent, or you caught up and you're paying the rent, you know, they can't take your stuff, and they, you know, they can't go in your room. As a matter of fact, when they do these auctions, as we all know from the television show, you can't even break the invisible seal of the unit. You can't go in it at all because it's your property.
Yeah, they took my lock off, and apparently because I was behind, you know, to prevent me from going in and out of it, which I could see. But, you know, I paid it up before the auction and put another lock of mine on. But now I know when I had people move the stuff in that that chest and that painting was up front.
The problem you're going to have is proving who took it.
So you'd have to
say it again.
The problem that you're going to have is proving who took it. But I'll tell you this: most storage facilities have videos everywhere, video cameras all over these places. You know, I mean, I would go in sooner than later, and then, you know, maybe send a letter to the storage facility, ask them for the tapes on it.
It is 9:14, and this is Ask an Attorney. We got a few more minutes before Larry the Lawyer has to head out to court to fight a speeding ticket, not for himself but for a client. Here's a text which says, I recently got into a car accident and the police officer wanted to see my phone to see if I was texting. Is he legally allowed to do that?
Not without a warrant.
Not without a warrant.
You have the right to remain silent.
Okay.
And not incriminate yourself.
So,
I mean, if you're texting and driving, that is potentially criminal. A negligent operation of a motor vehicle, for example, would be something that you could be charged with if you're texting and driving. There was just a woman, I think, recently that was convicted for manslaughter for texting and driving. Not something you have to do.
Okay. My daughter's college roommate was caught videotaping her last year.
Oh, how creepy is it?
Oh, yike.
This is like single white female.
Yeah.
She admitted to having a problem and that she videotaped their room 24 hours a day from her laptop without my daughter knowing.
Oh, no.
The college offered us $1,500 as a payment because they didn't have an empty room for her to move to. We are concerned about the videos and where they may end up. The college has done nothing to the roommate, and she is back this year. Of course, you can't do anything wrong at a college.
Right.
So what's the recourse?
Look, I will tell you this. In my experience, when you're dealing with colleges and universities, they do not want any crime statistics on those colleges. Mm-hmm. So set a meeting up with the dean or the principal or whoever's in charge of this today and say, look, this is not acceptable. This was a violation of our privacy. This was a violation of the law, quite frankly, especially if there was video and audio without you knowing about it in your own personal space. You have a right to privacy. Let them know if they don't handle this, you're going to go to the police and file charges. That's not going to sit well with them.
508 text. I sold my house 3 months ago, and last night we got a phone call that a pipe had burst and the buyers are going to sue us. Will we be liable for this?
No, you will not.
You know, they
no. When you when you close on a house and the deed gets recorded, the purchase and sales agreement goes away. All of the rights and obligations that somebody has in that goes away. It's called the doctrine of merger in this state, Greg. Uh-huh. So the only thing they can sue you on, is the things that go with the deed. For example, the right to the title, the right to enjoy the property, those types of things. Now, the one exception is if this was a pipe that you knew was a terrible pipe and you put, you know, masking tape on it, hoping they wouldn't find it, you might have some issues there, but it doesn't sound like that.
The inspection guy, right? Home inspector.
That'll be, and my associate made a great point right there.
Yes.
My Canadian associate.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. You're welcome.
All right, 9:17, and here's a question for Ask an Attorney. There is a guy from town who runs a website that is used to post absurd things, untrue fake news about people in town. He has now posted false things about me and has used my picture in these posts. Do I have any legal options to make him leave me alone?
Look, the Stowe Independent is doing the best they can.
Okay. How dare you take the name of the Stowe Independent in vain? They say that the guy runs this town website thing or whatever it is anonymously, but everybody knows it's his.
Good luck with that.
Good luck.
I mean, it's so hard to find out who's running these things today. It's nearly impossible, number one. Number two, if it's really that outrageous, then as you say, then there's a chance that it's not believable or credible because it's that outrageous, then it's not actionable. If it's something that he's saying that, you know, you've committed a crime or you're unethical or you're cheating on your spouse, something like that, now you probably have the right to go after him for libel or slander.
Okay. This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Joe?
Getting a divorce and I don't have assets or a lot of money. I'm trying to figure out why I actually would need an attorney when the equitable state's going to make me pay anyway.
No kids?
Do, but it's joint.
Joint what?
Custody and
legal or physical?
Both.
All right. I mean, look, there's going to be a child support question.
I pay it.
Yeah, but what are you paying? What I'm saying is that when you have joint physical custody, they don't run the guidelines the traditional sense of the word. So you might want to have somebody make sure you're not overpaying, number one. Number two, there's issues in terms of college and future things that you want to talk about. There's holidays and those kinds of things. Look, at the end of the day, do you need an attorney to get a divorce? No, you don't. But the people that hire attorneys always are the ones that go to the cocktail party and say, I had a great attorney. And the ones that didn't have an attorney say, I got screwed.
Here's a great one. 508 text. I recently did a house clean out for a bank owned property and found rare coins. Am I the owner of those rare coins now, or do they belong to the bank?
So if the bank hired you to clean out the entire property and throw it all away as junk, then you own it.
Even the rare coins?
Even the rare coins.
The Spanish galleons or whatever.
It was just a story somewhere about somebody that found a whole bunch of Roman coins in a Did you read this?
No.
Forget it.
No.
It's a great story.
I mean, I thought you guys knew all of this stuff. Somebody found a whole bunch of Roman coins.
What do you think? I'm like LB. I do my homework.
I mean, he just said that all you do is keep your nose in that phone and research for the show.
They found hundreds of rare old Roman coins in the basement of an old theater in Como.
There
Italy.
It is. Thank
okay,
you, Danielle.
In Italy.
Yeah.
Was it
you
the
know,
cleaners?
George Clooney and Amal are over at Lake Como in their villa.
But was it the cleaners who found them, or did they just discovered them?
I think they're doing some excavation.
Oh, they're going to get a bag of cash.
That's
for those.
Good stuff, man.
Bag of cash. All right, this is, I know you got to run, Larry. We're almost done. This is Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
How we doing?
What's going on, Kevin? You're on Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer.
All right, I was cleaning my cell phone with my thing of the earpiece and stuff, and I got shocked. And it sounds weird, but every now and then it goes numb and tingly.
Oh.
Is there anything? How do I prove it? And what do you do?
So, did you go to the doctor?
No.
That's the first thing you didn't do right.
You got to go
to the
doctor.
Second thing you didn't do right is, have you had somebody with electrical experience look at that phone that they can say that the cause of your finger numbness is as a result of the shock from the phone? I guess that's a no, too.
What kind of phone was
Crickets.
It?
I
want, it's a cell phone.
Oh, it's a. I know it's a cell
phone. Hey, they're stating the obvious.
No, who is it? Apple or who is it? Who, like,
Apple.
Okay. Well, they got a lot of cash.
They do have a lot of cash, but you have to spend a lot of cash to figure out if you have a case.
Right?
So if something like that happens, the thing you need to do is go to the doctor first?
I mean, look, if you're going to say that you got hurt, you need to have proof that you got hurt.
Okay.
If you're going to walk around and say, hey, I got hurt by my cell phone and my finger goes numb and tingly and it's been this way for 4 months, you haven't gone to a doctor, your credibility is at minus 10.
Okay.
And right? I mean, is it me or is that true?
No, so get to the doctor immediately.
The doctor. Let's figure out what's going on. Let's see if it's actually something that can be attributed to the type of injury that you say you have.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it might be you have a shoulder issue from lifting weights or... Mm-hmm. Opening your car door. I mean, there's 100 reasons that your finger could be tingling.
If you prove it, you get a bag of Spanish doubloons, kid.
Doubloons.
Okay?
The doubloons.
That's doubloons, whatever.
You know, isn't there a minimum of, like, is it like $3,000 or something?
$2,500.
$2,500 in medical bills before you can actually go?
Yes, LB has attempted multiple product manufacturer lawsuits. Believe me, I'm sure he's attempted this about 80 times.
Right. You know what would be a perfect way to end this morning, Greg?
Yes.
Taking care of the young lad's ticket. Now having to take care of the mom's ticket, and then me getting a ticket on the way there because
right.
I'm certainly going to have to drive quickly
here. We're going to let you go. So
thank you, everybody.
Great job this week. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
All right, armyandroach.com.
Armyandroach.com.
Okay, all right. That's Larry the Lawyer, armyandroach.com. Ask an Attorney. It is 9:22 here on the Hillman Morning Show.
And now, LB.
This is certainly by far the largest whale that we've had here in Duxbury Beach.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Hey, it's brought to you by New England's hair loss experts, Dr. Matthew Lopresti, Dr. Robert Leonard. All you got to do to change that situation is call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Sox win.
Runner goes from first, swinging a drive to right field, hit deep toward the corner. Long run for the right fielder. This ball is gone! It's into the seats, into the grandstand. Three-run pitch, homer, Brock Holt. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's a magical season for the Red Sox, and Brock Holt is money. The kid always shows up and gets the job done. Sox win 7-2 over the Jays in the first of three versus Toronto. 18 to go. If you have a scorecard, that is win number 99 against 46 losses. They will win their division. Chris Sale had two Ks in one inning of work last night. His pitch count got up. He was supposed to work two, maybe three, due to the shoulder inflammation. So good news for Sale. He's on pace to get her done for a playoff run. David Price goes for the century mark versus Sanchez tonight, 7:05. He's 3-0 against the Jays, and he crushes Toronto all day, every day, even before he got to the Red Sox. Some ridiculous number like 23-3 or, you know, don't quote me on that, but it's going to be a W.
We never do.
Yeah, no.
It's going to be a W in the W column. excuse me. 10-year B's vet backliner Bruin Adam McQuaid was traded to the Rangers for D-man Steven Kampfer and a fourth and seventh round draft pick. In the 2019 draft, GM Don Sweeney.
Very difficult day for me personally and for the organization as well. We want to thank Adam, a tremendous Bruin, a tremendous teammate. There's a lot that went into it, and I was there every step of the way. And as I said, it was a difficult decision to, you know, because of what he's meant to the Boston Bruins and will always mean to the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, and I echo that. Bees have a split squad training camp tilts. Bees against the Flames in China Saturday and Wednesday. And in between those two games, the other team's going to play Washington back-to-back Saturday, Sunday. Steve Camper, Michigan native, shoots righty. He's a D-man, 166 games, 10 goals, 16 helpers. He's 5'11", 195, and he's kind of a skills guy. So he was plus 15 with the Bees back in 2011. Also, Sweeney signed Lee Stepniak, Wiley veteran, and Dan Winnick to two tickets. Stepniak has been a Bruin before. Winnick had 6 goals, 23 points with Mini last year. So we wish him good luck. And David Krejci cannot go to China because he's got visa issues. I know that well. Bill Belichick reloaded on more receivers, adding Cleveland 2016 first-rounder Corey Coleman. Benny Fowler comes from Denver. He's a 4-year veteran. And they joined the best organization in the NFL. And they also added running back from the Bears, Kenjon Barner, I think is his name. Patriots at Jags Sunday, 4:05. Corner John Ramsey already popped off on Gronk. He's just a yap off, but one of the best corners in the league. College Pigskin will obviously be upset by it's Hurricane Lorna.
No,
Florence.
No, Florence.
Oh, Florence. Oh, my bad.
Lorna was Monday's mutt.
Lorna was the dog who was in here Monday. And it's also a delicious cookie that you like to eat, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
All right. BC's at Wake Forest tomorrow. It's not a 7:30 tilt. They moved it down to a 5:30 kickoff. And I'm sure this will be a ton of cancellations. And I guess UFC, UNC's done. East Carolina, Virginia Tech has been postponed. Ohio, Virginia will now play down in Nashville at Vanderbilt.
We got a forecast for Bentley Merrimack and the homecoming on Saturday, LB. What are we looking at?
It's going to be wet.
I don't think we're getting rain. I think we're going to have... We have a beautiful...
It's going to be...
I don't know if it's going to be tremendously wet or not on Saturday. But
I heard it's supposed to be nice, in the mid-70s.
No, I think it might be tremendously something.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
Yes. No, what is it? Is
it'll be tremendously sunny.
It is?
Yeah, high of 80.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to start the tailgate an hour earlier. So,
better bring some extra deli meat.
Yes, all right. I think I mentioned this the other day, but... Merrimack, football-wise, I believe, is moving up to D1.
Oh, good for them.
And so not sure that there'll be too many more games between Bentley and Merrimack. Hello, Jack.
Hey, yo, man. I just want to say, first of all, like you and the New England Patriots, you've been there since the beginning.
Thank you.
I will also say that I have been with the Hillman Morning Show since the beginning, going back to at least 89 or so.
Thank you.
And nice. I got to tell you, Larry Army is on the money. One of the best segments you have. The guy is radio gold.
He's
Keep up the good work.
Listen, Larry is great. He's funny. He knows what he's talking about. But also the questions are fantastic. I mean, people have these things swirling around in their head, just wanting to ask them, and they're great questions. Yeah. So, all right, thank you very much. It is 9:28 on tomorrow's show. Stowe 5-0 at 7:30, and we're going to go inside the warped female brain at 7:50 tomorrow.
Look, if you have one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever want in the moment, you won't even capture it or just let it slip. Yo! Palms in the sweat and the neek, and arms and ready, a bombing on his sweater ready. Your mom's is as he nervous, but he surface he looks and calm and ready. Drop the bombs, but he keeps it forgetting what he wrote it down. The whole crowd was so loud and open his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking and everybody's choking, and now the time is run out. Time is over the blow. Snapping him back in reality, and it goes to gravity and goes to gravity. Chokes, he's so mad, but he won't give up. The ankle will have it, but he knows what he holds go back. Doesn't matter, he's dope, but he knows, but he breaks, but he so sweet. He knows when he goes back to his moments when it holds, and it's back to his lab again. Yo, Del Rapity, the better to go this moment to hope it has no passing.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
There it is.
Greatest Can Man karaoke selection of all time.
Fantastic. Fan freaking
He's amazing.
It's 9:41. This texter is upset because they finally finished Ozark season two, and I've stopped with the spoilers. When are we going to talk about the season? I guess next week is next week enough time?
I think so. Yeah.
All right. I'll give it another. I mean, you got one more weekend left to binge it and finish it.
How many episodes per season?
I think there's ten. Yeah, there's ten.
I got two more left.
That's it?
Yep.
Ooh. Where are you at? You can say.
Can I say?
Yeah. Just give a general theme. What episode are you at?
Ruth and her dad just finished ripping the funeral home apart.
Ah, okay. Looking for the right. cash. Yes.
And then we find out where the cash is, which is pretty awesome.
Yes, which is awesome. Yeah. Yes. That was a smooth move by Mrs. Bird, by the way.
Wendy's a savage.
Wendy's a complete savage.
And it ended with the gunfight as the Snells were leaving church.
Yes. Some people believe, I'm going to offer this theory up. So if you want to tune out, go ahead. You haven't finished. I think this is something you can talk about in general terms. Some people have this theory that Wendy Bird is turning into Mrs. Snell. And that the characters are becoming somewhat similar.
Okay.
Which I think you'll have to get a little bit farther
into it.
What
I've seen people tease online, I think I can jump on board early with that being a thing.
You know what? I don't know if you've seen it yet or not, but you know what Shu's favorite scene in the whole series is with regard to Mrs.
Watched it last night.
Oh, you did? You saw that scene last night with Mrs. and Mr. Snell?
With dangle boobs?
With the Snells?
Full on? Full frontal?
No.
Massively dark.
It was like side.
Yeah, but have you ever been to a restaurant that has the lights in the ceiling that are like long dome shapes with the point at the bottom so it looks like a boob?
Oh my God.
That's what they look like.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Let's see.
Nick Smith and Wolanski has those.
This is a crazy theory. Wait a minute. Can I just go ahead and talk about this theory?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Get after it.
Go ahead.
This texter's theory is that Bruce never skimmed any money at all, and it was Marty Bird all along the whole time.
But how did Bruce know? Bruce knew because he admitted to Dell that they rigged it 5 pounds light on every money truckload weigh-in, and that's how we skimmed the money.
I mean, you could have a theory that Marty also knew and that Marty was playing dumb.
Just let it go.
But I don't know that really – I'd have to go back and watch –
put the phone down.
I would have to go back and watch to see if that's – I'd have to watch season one all over again to remember how that whole thing – weren't they in like some – in some sort of an office.
Marty gets a call from Bruce, say he needs to come right down. I think Marty was asleep. This is why I went back.
There's like no furniture
rewatched.
In the office
or
whatever.
Like
it's
barely
not occupied,
anything in
right?
there.
Okay, yeah.
It's and like the boiler room.
I'll tell you, Mason dying really screwed up Marty's head. Oh, did I just say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
You're so mean.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to take like a week of vacation and binge on all these shows.
It's not going to happen. What you're binging on your vacations is not
carbs.
Netflix.
My diet's motorcycle riding.
It's Beechwood aged.
totally agree on Wendy becoming just like Mrs. Snell.
Well, I don't know.
Sort of.
Mrs. Snell doesn't think before she does things.
No, she doesn't.
Wendy in the first season was very reluctant to do certain things, and in this season is not reluctant at all, and is willing to. I mean, the way she treats the daughter, is a little bit mean. I don't like the way she treats the daughter.
I haven't gotten to what
the daughter wants to do yet.
Yeah. No, she's just started with the getting high.
One of the best moments was the look of pride on Marty's face when he found out what Jonah did with the money that he stole.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And the mother's like, oh, my God, this is horrible. Marty's like, that's my boy.
Yes,
that's my boy.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, anyway, we are going to we will wait. We'll wait for a while. Maybe next week or whatever, we'll dedicate the Wednesday show to some good Ozark season 2 talk. And I can't take credit for it because Julia Hill got me on it, but I do recommend that you watch Jack Ryan. I'm about halfway through that, and that's Amazon Prime. And if you can figure out how to work the Amazon Prime, like I had to try to figure out the other night, then you'll really enjoy it. It's good. It's really good. All right, let's get to the. Oh, speaking of television, though,
yeah.
Were you telling me that somebody from the Bachelor got arrested or something, and it's big news with women? Like what?
Yeah,
what,
Amanda Stanton. Know if you are familiar with her. She's a blonde smoke show that was on The Bachelor. She was arrested for domestic violence in Vegas. She and her boyfriend got into it. They were leaving the Wynn.
Is she dating one of the Bachelor guys?
Do any of those
people actually ever date? Like when they say they're getting married and stuff, do they ever actually?
Like Trista and Ryan, I think, are the only ones that ever worked and stayed
and
together.
They stayed together.
That was like from right? 9 million years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, so. She and her boyfriend, Bobby Jacobs, and some friends were at a bachelorette party. She had a few drinks and reportedly believes someone drugged her. As they were leaving, a security guard asked the group to quiet down. That pissed her off. she then shoved her boyfriend. She claimed she thought it was a playful shove, but hotel security witnessed it and reported it to police.
They came
and arrested her.
Yeah.
The boyfriend even said, no, she didn't mean to like push me like that, but, they still arrested her and now she's going to be charged with domestic violence. After the whole thing went down, she posted an Instagram photo of the two of them cuddling and everything's fine.
That's an LB special right there. I was drugged. My drink was drugged.
Never used something in my care. Drink.
You were in the limo when I puked it.
That's on
the chew.
Special.
There was no excuses.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get to the news before we go. And the news is brought to you this last hour by
Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First time users can enter promo code WHEEL for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Brought to you also by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Unfortunately, we have another dog incident in the news to report it's local and it's tragic.
You're kidding me. This is the second day in a row. I feel like there's way more, I don't know what it is, but there's way more animal cruelty stories in the news and with regard to dogs especially.
Yeah.
Like what is going on?
I don't know. It's disgusting though. So this guy, Jeremy Piccieri, he's 31, is accused of killing his fiance's 5-month-old golden retriever puppy. Now, he brought the puppy up to Bulger Animal Hospital in North Andover on Saturday, saying that the dog had had some seizures and hit its head. Now, like with human abuse, animal abuse shows evidence of things that will often contradict a person's claim or story. And that's what happened here. The vets at Bulger started examining the dog. They said that there were large bruises on the dog's neck and shoulders.
What a POS.
Total loser. They say that the bruises were inconsistent with a seizure. They appeared to be the result of being beaten.
Yeah, blood
there
trauma.
There were handprints, like handprint bruises on the back of the dog's neck, indicating that he probably, you know, ripped the dog up and held it by the neck.
Oh.
The dog's owner said that he was watching the dog for her, and that this is his fiance. And she claims that he had previously smacked the dog when it urinated where it shouldn't have, you know, because it's a puppy and that's what you
Wait,
should do is
not,
beat the dog.
She's not still the fiance.
I don't know, but she reportedly told police the only reason she agreed to marry him is because he threatened to kill himself. She told investigators that he has serious issues with insecurity and jealousy. He reportedly told her right before this incident happened, once we're married, that's it. I have family in the mafia. You can't leave me or I'll kill you.
Oh, my Lord.
Whoa,
that's romantic.
What is wrong with people? Hello, Joe.
Hey, Greg.
What's up, Joe?
So the guy who killed the dog is held without bail, but the priest who was accused of molesting the children is let go on $5,000 cash bail.
Yes, we didn't even get to talk about that yet. But
is that amazing? Now, yeah. Greg, think about it. If this guy would have killed his wife instead of the dog, he'd be out on bail right now.
Yes. No, it's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
The bail stuff, it's mm-hmm. crazy.
I know.
There's no rhyme or reason to it.
Nope.
All right, what else is in the news?
The family of actor Michael Clark Duncan is now speaking out about Omarosa getting in to change his will.
What?
When he was sick.
How do I not know anything about this? What, Omarosa, was she dating him or something?
Yeah, they were engaged. Allegedly. Now, the family of Michael Clark Duncan says that she was actually lying about them being engaged, but I think that they were together for a while. He was in failing health for some time, and then he died after being treated in an L.A. hospital for following a heart attack.
Yeah.
But he had had some health issues, so...
What, did she, like, rush right in there with a new will, like, as soon as he had the heart attack? Was she dressed dressed in a nurse's outfit and got it like that? I mean, that
right? This is like, you know, we've done a lot of these stories about women that have been with very wealthy men. Well, you know, this happens, and they shut out the family and the friends, and they don't let anybody see them.
LB does that with Annie.
Yes, well,
he's right.
Only because he's passed out in front of the door.
Look, everyone in AAF land is well aware that on April 1st every year, I sign a piece of paper that says I get nada. See you later. Out. No house. No nothing. No 50-50.
So she tried to keep everybody away from him while he was sick, and then his family claims that she took advantage of his fragile state to have his will rewritten in her favor.
Oh,
wow. This has got to happen a lot, eh?
It doesn't say much for her credibility when she is mouthing off about what really happened at the White House. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Was her credibility sterling before that?
I think it was. A lot of people saw her on the Celebrity Apprentice, and they were like, yes, this is an honest woman. All right, what else? Anything else in the news?
Yes, we have a great story out of Florida, not like the rest of us.
It's Florida, Jack.
And now, another edition of Florida, not like the rest of us.
Have you ever been to Florida? It's basically a criminal population. It's America's Australia.
So, Land O'Lakes, Florida, a man was arrested for deliberately cutting his neighbor with a chainsaw during an argument over a shrub.
Oh my God.
Go-to tool.
What do we got, a property line dispute?
Yep.
Okay.
Overgrown shrub.
Oh, really?
Sure. Yeah. The initial call came into police about an aggravated battery, and I guess the ongoing problem was that there were shrubs growing between the property lines. One guy told the other guy, you need to cut these back, and he comes out with his chainsaw. So the other neighbor hugs the shrubs and says, basically, over my dead body, at which point neighbor number one fires up said chainsaw, cuts the shrub while the victim is holding it, and I believe sliced several tendons in the man's arm.
Was that guy wearing a dead skin mask while he was...
No?
Ooh, great movie.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
huh?
One of the best.
Huh? Best.
All right, he's been arrested.
He's been arrested.
All right, good.
He
good.
Has been arrested. Good.
All right, Danielle. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Good show today, everybody.
Oh, thanks, kid.
It is. Well, not you, but it's 9. It's 9:54, and tomorrow morning, Stowe 5-0 at about 7:30, and we will go inside the warped female brain at around 7:50 tomorrow. So, if you are a man and you cannot understand what is happening in the crazy, convoluted mind of any woman in your life, you may ask Danielle to explain it to you. We'll do that tomorrow at 7:50. Before I go, because I promised I would do this.
Yes.
I'm going to give away another pair of tickets for the 8th annual Great New England Barbecue Festival to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. I can't believe it's 8 years.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Wow, you're awesome.
You know what I mean? Time flies.
Yes,
that's
it
a
does.
Lot of meat.
That is a lot. It's a lot of brisket.
That's what she said.
Yeah. It's a lot of brisket.
That's a lot of meat and a lot
right.
of beer.
So if you would like to join us at Wachusett Mountain at the end of this month, September 29th and September 30th, outdoors, two incredible days of amazing food and great music. And as LB alluded to, great beer.
Yeah.
And all kinds of activities and the foliage and the and the fire pits and all that, then call right now, be the seventh caller, and you will get a couple of tickets for the 8th annual Great New England Barbecue Festival at Wachusett Mountain. And if you don't win, don't worry. You can get your tickets now when you go to Wachusett.com. And so they have lots of tickets there. And I think if you buy early, you get a little bit of a deal.
Yes.
So Wachusett.com is where you go for that. Up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz. That means you get over an hour of nonstop rock without a single commercial. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime you want and listen to it anytime you want at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.